LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sources tell ABC News that the Justice Department's looking into whether major egg companies are sharing information about supply and pricing, possibly causing the price surge. Philip Benyoris with the Hungarian Pastry Shop in New York City.
I'm just kind of waiting to see how bad this gets before I make a decision on how I'm going to raise prices, but it's tight.
The American Egg Board, which represents producers, denies any wrongdoing, saying bird flu caused mass slaughter of laying hens is responsible for high prices. A bill to fund the government through the end of September has been unveiled by House Republicans. Speaker Johnson planning to hold a vote Tuesday, endorsed by President Trump. More fighting in several cities on Syria's west coast. A watchdog group says more than 1,000 people have been killed since Thursday, most of them civilians. Curfews are now imposed in at least 3 Syrian cities. This is ABC News. Dozens of people gathering near the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, to protest against President Trump's decision to pause military aid to and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. David Plaster, former U.S. Army combat medic, has lived in Ukraine since 2012.
We had foreign military assistance in the 1770s to help us from Europeans. We had financial, economic stimulus. We couldn't have won without our partners. We couldn't have defended ourselves without our partners. And with a clear message just to help Ukraine defend itself and understand from history, not from subjective reality at the moment, that Russia is a terrorist state.
A warm-up for millions, says ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
We've been wanting warmer weather. It's certainly on the way. If you could just hang tight. Chicago, 64 by Monday. Our nation's capital, 71 on Tuesday. Atlanta, how does 77 sound on Wednesday? So we are springing into spring.
Our Samara Theodore, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cave here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too. IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick this Saturday night off with some Altered 5 Blues Band. They're from Milwaukee. Oh, they're so good, too. Ain't that particular. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You do me wrong, girl, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long. I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain. How can love grow from pain? That peculiar.
You've got to earn it, baby.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Altered Five Blues Band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You've got to earn it. Ain't that particular. Before that, a double dip to kick off the hour with the Altered Five Blues Band. They're playing tonight in Rothschild's, Wisconsin. For those of you listening to WXCO 98.9 FM up in Wausau, big blues showcase that's been going on all day. They're going on stage at 8 o'clock tonight. And they got their 25th anniversary album, vinyl, dude.
Wow.
Vinyl from the Altered Five Blues Band.
Has it really been 25 years
for
them?
Yeah, it's they made that post back in November, but, 25 years for those guys. They won a bunch of whammies over the years, including last year. They cleaned up at the whammies last year.
I mean, they're an excellent blues band, and they have some of the best, players around in that band.
True professionals and such great musicians. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin. We're live in the State Street studio here at WMDX. I'm Jimmy Kay. He's Rocker. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, how you feeling tonight, man? You look great tonight.
I am doing great, Jimmy. It is, it's starting to spring. It's starting to get spring. I mean, I saw kids playing basketball in short sleeve shirts and shorts.
It was a beautiful day.
We're in Wisconsin
today, and it was definitely classic Midwestern spring today.
Yeah,
I so wanted to grill brats. We're house hunting right now, so we're packing.
Yeah.
And I was working with the camping stuff earlier today, and I want to go camping. Can't wait to go camping.
Yeah. Oh, that's coming up. Yeah, camping season, festival season. Oh, outdoor shows, patios.
Pretty soon we'll be asking you for inside news on Atwood Fest, right?
Oh, I know it's coming. People are starting to announce their lineups.
Well, we'll harass you about that later on. For right now, let me harass you about tonight, because I think we got a pretty cool, interesting show for the people tonight, Rocker.
We do. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Michael Grassman. He runs Soundcheck Entertainment, and of all the things that they do, one of them is called Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. So we're going to hear about the Battle of the Bands that's coming up here in March and April. And then he is one of the featured artists at the upcoming Mama Cares 10th anniversary celebration. And Terry Barr sits down with singer-songwriter Sam Ness. A lot has changed since the last time we talked with Sam. And an interesting interview and music from Sam coming up with Terry Barr. And then later on tonight, we're going to have another mini Live in the Lair, Jimmy. Emmy Castro, we just kind of found out about her, and she's going to be coming in the studio. She's a Peruvian Creole artist, and she is from Peru, and she moved to Madison. And so her and she's going to be accompanied by guitar and sax are going to be right here in the studio playing a few songs for us live.
Are we going to be dancing?
We're going to be dancing. We're going to be filming it too, Jimmy. So
wonderful. The world won't be the same after that. Hey, we would love for you to be part of the show, too. Call or text us. Tell us what you got going on a Saturday night. What bands from Wisconsin that you're really enjoying right now. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, you can grab it at your favorite app store. Just search for Civic Media. I've got some music on the way from the Rogue Electrics. We'll do some Kyle Wrightly. Oh, and Shanika King. Can't do that without a Saturday night. Diana Jones, right now, she's going to be playing at the Old Falls Village Park Beer Garden, Menominee Falls, May 24th. Here she is now with I Can't Wait For You. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I can wait until the sun begins to move. I can wait until the sea can be no more.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Diana Jones from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I can wait for you. Diana was in the lair not too long ago. You can find that podcast right now at civicmedia.us, the Max Inc. page. Shanika King, she's awesome. Playing at the Hop Garden. War.
And you're working through unthinkable things. If your heart can't take it anymore, just hold on and there'll be better times. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you can imagine. I love you and no one can take your place. And I love you and no one can take your place. If you're somewhere you never thought you'd be, you're running hard just to be free. If you're loved but you still feel the pain, just hold on and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Tune. help me fall asleep. You try to read the room. You know you're in too deep when you say every cloud can have a shape. You can connect the dots into a face. Every flicker is a code.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kyle Wrightly there from this 2023 album, The Hum. That was Rabbit Hole. Shekinah King before that, You're Not Broken. Kyle's playing March 14th at Cargo Coffee East here in Madison with Noah Gilfillan from The Earthlings and other projects. And then Shekinah King will be at the Hop Garden and Tap Room in Evansville on March 15th. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Hope you're doing well. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk Battle of the Bands with Michael Grassman. This is a Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Is that right, Rocker?
That's right, Jimmy. It's out. A lot of it probably takes place in West Dallas and some of Milwaukee. And we're going to hear how to join, how to go see the bands, and how to sign up.
Excellent.
And the prizes. There's some good prizes.
And I'm sure there'll be some good talent playing there. Michael will tell us all about that in just a couple of minutes. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great food and drink, live music, and you can watch all the games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. 1617 North Stoughton Road or online at LazyOafLounge.com. And by Loxley Live Music Venue on Verona Road, the old Dry Bean building in Fitchburg. Catch Cherry Pie at Loxley Live Music Venue Friday, March 14th. You can see the full schedule and all the happenings at LoxleyVenue.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. I did not take the vow. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, if you want to grab the podcast, do that right now, civicmedia.us. Click on the Max Inc. page, and they're all right there for you, Rocker.
Jimmy, Soundcheck Entertainment is a Milwaukee-based company specializing in all aspects of entertainment, from booking, rentals, rehearsal space, to lessons, DJs, and event production. And Soundcheck owner Michael Grassman is on the phone with us tonight from Milwaukee to tell us about their latest endeavor, the Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Michael, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
So, Michael, before we get into the Battle of Bands, tell us a little bit about yourself and Soundcheck Entertainment. I mean, you guys cover a lot of territory.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, growing up in the music industry, and you want to be working in the music industry, you kind of got to diversify and do a lot of different things. And then eventually over 20 years, that just became a full-fledged business. So, yeah, being a performer, sound guy, then turning into booking venues and working and building out venues. It's just been a really cool experience to dabble in every aspect of running events for the live scene.
Now, are you currently in bands out in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I play in a wedding band. That's obviously the main way to make a living as a performer. I have a couple other side bands as well. I do a lot of acoustic duos. This new Battle of the Bands project is obviously my way. I never did as much original music as I wish I could have. I did a bunch when I was in my 20s, but now it's just, it's time to start bringing that stuff back.
Wow.
I'm not doing it now. So I want to get back to it.
Well, that is awesome. And you are partnering with the Whammies, the Wisconsin area music industry, to put on the Milwaukee Battle of the Bands. Tell us about your partnership and why we need another Battle of the Bands. I mean, what's your mission?
Yeah. So the idea was like, it's Milwaukee Battle of the Bands because we wanted to make it bigger than just one venue one day. Obviously, I have a lot of connection with multiple venues, and I thought if we can do this more across the city, that would make it a bigger event, more something more inclusive. But, I was looking when I had the idea, I kind of looked into it a little bit, and the last experiences I've seen with Battle of the Bands were mostly like through colleges and something kind of on the small scale. And that was, those are all great and lovely, but I wanted to do something bigger. I wanted to do something citywide. I wanted to do something that we could give back to original music and focus on showcasing original music. But the biggest aspect was we wanted to ensure that every band that was signing up was walking away with the tools that they need to navigate through the music scene. As somebody who books music venues, I do get emails daily from bands wanting to play shows, and they have nothing to show to sell themselves, to say, hey, this is what my band looks and sounds like. Having promotional videos and photos are kind of a key tool to be navigating in the music industry. So to not have that stuff really kind of sparked this idea of like, we can give it to them. So that was the big thing for that. And then when I presented that to Whammy, they were just in love with it and threw their full weight behind it. And that really was a big driving force for us to reach beyond just Milwaukee. And then that's what the cool thing right now is, we've got bands coming in from all over the state. From Green Bay to Wausau, Madison, and Kenosha have come into the Milwaukee area to do the Battle of the Bands. Hopefully next year, the goal is to, you know, bring this show to places outside of Milwaukee. And honestly, I think right now we're already considering changing it to Battle of the Bands Wisconsin for next year and not just Milwaukee.
Well, I was going to say there are some really good prizes. I was looking through some studio stuff, photo shoot sessions, music video, a fest at a slot at Summerfest for the band to play, and even a paid gig. What bands are eligible? Right? Are they able to still sign up yet now?
Yeah. So we did. There are four dates on the first round. We've done one. That was at Maddie's in Waukesha two weeks ago or so. Then we had eight bands, all original. We're not doing cover bands, so it's all original music. Usually most bands are playing two to three songs, depending on the time. And so there is still time to sign up. Our next event is March 14th at Nashville North. There are six bands performing there. We actually moved some of the bands around to make it a little more even because we have three more dates to do. And then the finale is on the 18th of April at Rally Point in Oconomowoc. March 14th, there's still slots open there. And then the next date after that is Shotzi's in West Dallas. That has a couple spots open. And then Shotzi's in Oconomowoc. So for all the Madison bands out there that are interested in it, that's a good location, only about 35, 45 minutes from Madison. To do it in Oconomowoc on the 28th. So it's the 14th, 21st, and 28th are the next three rounds at those three venues.
Michael Grassman here from Soundcheck Entertainment. Yeah. Michael, as far as when the bands sign up to be part of the Battle of the Bands, obviously they're going to play a couple of songs. They're going to be judged on that. But I assume you brought up the promotional aspect of band management. So how does that judging work, and who are the judges?
So my partner in this whole thing is Aaron Labor from Throughline Studios, and he's doing all of our media stuff for this, like the videos and the photos. And we've got Josh Hill from JP Hill Productions doing all the audio. So we're giving all these great videos to everybody. So and then the feedback and the judging and everything like that comes, we discussed when we were planning this that we wanted it to be credible. We wanted the judges to be people of importance in the music industry. So it couldn't just be like, maybe it's cool and flashy to get a TV anchor to be a judge and it maybe draw some attention and it's cool, but what's their credibility is not really.
They don't know anything about the songs or anything like that. Yeah.
Right. So our first panel of judges, the first night was, we had an agent who was booking festivals and things like that. We had a performer, Gabriel Sanchez, who is widely known in Milwaukee, really does the Prince Experience, and he's done original music.
Oh, yeah.
So he's able to give huge feedback on, one of his big aspects that he would give comments on is, looking at your hands performing versus looking up at the audience. So he would give really good feedback that translates into being having a polished show on stage. But the goal is to have people who are credible, who could lead to, booking these bands for other shows down the road. I did a showcase for a Battle of the Bands in 2005 in Cleveland. And, it was performing in front of record execs. So it was kind of that same idea that I had in my mind, which was, let's not only just have judges to give feedback, but judges that could actually be hey, that band was really great. We had a band out of La Crosse, Earl Clare, come down. And we've already been hooking them up with the agent that was one of the judges and saying, hey, this band did great. Let's see if we can put them for another festival or something.
Nice.
That's kind of the goal of it.
Who are some of the bands that are participating that you're particularly excited about?
The one band that I really liked it was Ember, E-M-B-E-R. They were out of the Eau Claire. That's the one band I was just talking about. I've heard of them, and then I finally got to see them live, and they just blew me away. Their showmanship, their originality, their look, everything like that was so cool. We had a young band out of the East Side called Good Grief. They came in swinging with just young four or five guys that high energy, really well-written songs, well-performed. We had Laura Peterson, The Old Souls, which is this Americana style original music. They just had their album release come out, so they participated in it. Trash Pandas out of Green Bay. They were one of the bands that advanced to the finale. It's been really, really great. So many good bands. Kitty Softpaw, which is a newer, just widely enthusiastic band. And that was just from our first night. Our second night is going to have, you know, six more bands, including Bad Year, who I've heard of before. I haven't seen them. I have not seen them, so I'm excited to watch those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scarlet, a whole bunch of great original bands coming in.
Wow. So do the bands, do they get the feedback? Do you give that feedback from the judges to the bands then?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like an American Idol kind of deal where they give their feedback right there after the spot. And then we share, we have a judging sheet that we do everything on scales, and it's all broken down mathematically, and everybody gets to see that at the end of it as well. And then on top of that, the voting, there's fourth judge is the audience. We actually do an actual, poll to make sure that the audience gets a say in who they liked as well. So it's the three judges, they do their criteria, and then the fourth judge is the and it's not just the, you know, it's not like a Halloween costume contest where you're like, make some noise for this band, make some noise for that band. Like, we actually have a QR code on people scan it
and they vote
for their band. Yeah, we try to make it as legit as possible.
I love the QR codes. Michael Grassman, yeah. Battle of the Bands. Yeah. If you want to get more information about this, or if you're a band you want to get signed up or just get more information, you can go to soundcheckentertainment.net. Soundcheckentertainment.net. Michael, it's a pleasure to speak with you tonight. Hopefully, everything goes well, and thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for shining some light on this event.
Yeah, get back to us with who's the winner.
Yeah, keep us updated, please.
Yeah, we'll check in before the finale, and we'll talk about those cool bands. So thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you. Soundcheckentertainment.net. Hey, Bad Year was invoked. Here they are, Max Inc.
Voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and words turn daylight into dusk, searching for an answer you left us. Fall out again, line up down the road. Raise your hand to your head and show them as they go. It's happened again, too many times before.
Virginia, I'm sorry, that's Bad Year. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Michael Grassman for coming on the show tonight. Great to hear from him. Get more information at soundcheckentertainment.net.
Dance and swing.
Civic Media, we are local music, the American Dead and Midwestern Hearts. That's from the compilation album that came out last summer to honor Aaron and the American Dead. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jim Kay here with Rocker. It's Saturday night, original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Terry Barr is going to check in and share her conversation with Sam Ness, who's playing the 10th anniversary Mama Cares Ball on March 30th. You want to get those advance tickets right now, just go to high-noon.com. This is a suggested donation, so I'm not sure if it's going to be there, but it's going to be a great show. It's going to be for a great cause. Check that out on March 30th. Plus, we got a double dip of Bing Bong just around the corner, plus music from Beth Keeley and Work. And I've got some Jaden James just around the corner. But first, we're going to do the Civil Engineers. I love this band. They're playing at the Harmony Bar and Grill on April 27th. Here is Hashtag. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now, wildfires in the east include newly erupting flames on New York's Long Island with some evacuations. The Sunrise Highway is now closed in both directions in Suffolk County. People in towns now on alert, smoke filling the air over highways. The New York National Guard already on alert and assisting by helicopter. All of it coming after the National Weather Service put out an alert for elevated fire risk, fire spread across the region. Sources tell ABC News that the Justice Department's looking into whether major egg companies are sharing information about supply and pricing, possibly causing the high prices. The American Egg Board, which represents producers, denies wrongdoing, blaming bird flu. Cal-Maine Foods, the country's largest egg producer and distributor, reported in a recent filing with federal regulators that the company's gross profits are up 342%. This is ABC News.